Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner.
And Anthony McCarthy.
And we're about to have a conversation with Carol Williams, who is the Senior International Affairs Editor for the L.A. Times, former Moscow Bureau Chief for the L.A. Times, sister papers actually owned by the same company. Carol Williams, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Number here is 410-319-8888 to join in on this conversation. I was reading your piece with some interest in terms of Chechnya, even though many people are not making this direct link between the two brothers and who are of Chechen descent, were born in Dagestan, and what happened. But I think it's good for us. We did a little bit at the top of the hour to go back to kind of a little bit the history, what we may have forgotten about the Chechen War when you were covering it.
Yes, and I think it's important to remember that, you know, these two brothers, whether they have any, you know, attempt to, you know, bring the suffering and repression of Chechnya to world attention with this, it doesn't appear that that's the case. But they had a very, you know, troubled childhood where, you know, they grew up in a region that was not their historic homeland. You know, they're the grandchildren of Chechens who were exiled by Joseph Stalin during World War II. They moved around a lot. You know, their parents seem to have thought that there was an opportunity to reconnect with the homeland after the collapse of the Soviet Union in 91, and their experience was to go back to Chechnya or go to Chechnya for the first time for the sons, just as war was breaking out and the uprising was taking place that, you know, brought incredible invasion from Moscow by the Russian army that crushed the initial rebellion and installed a puppet government in Chechnya. So, I mean, they had a very chaotic childhood. You know, they moved around a lot. The family history, obviously, is marred by, you know, very repressed Muslim majority that, you know, suffered and was repressed by the Soviets.
I think it's important for us to remember, we talked about this a bit earlier, was that, I mean, the Chechen War was a horrendous war, both in terms of the kind of terrorism thrown at the Russian state itself, in the bombings and kidnappings, taking over schools, the Opera House bombing, other instances, but also that 10% of the Chechens themselves were killed by the Russians attacking Chechnya. This was a very serious war that America, in some ways, condemned the Russia for, which is one of the reasons probably the family got into this country.
Yes, I mean, the U.S. role in this has been back and forth. They condemned the heavy-handedness of the Russian crackdown on Chechnya after the uprising in 94, and also some of the really savage attacks that, you know, primarily impacted civilians rather than, you know, Chechen fighters. So the U.S. has been critical of the tactics of the Russian army in crushing the revolt of the Chechens, but not the basis for it. And they've also been very critical of the Chechen fighters' attempts to, you know, target Russian civilians and civilian activities like the subways and police stations and I should say the Opera House killings, the school in Beslan. There have been some really bloody and bloodthirsty attacks by the insurrectionists against Russian targets.
So, in your work as international editor, I'm curious how you see the world split inside of Islam and the anger that erupts with people who are seemingly secular youths who for whatever reason became almost sociopathic in their anger at America to do what they did, and how you're covering that internationally.
Well, particularly in this region of Russia, the potency of the Islamic religion was very low. It was, you know, forbidden basically by the atheistic Soviet leaderships for any public expression of worship. And, you know, the mosques were closed, and, you know, if anything, they were used as tourist sites. So, and I don't think these two brothers grew up at a time when religion was particularly strong and interest in reviving the Islamic heritage of Chechnya very strong. So it was almost more of a fashion that developed after the breakup of the Soviet Union, that some of these smaller communities that had a heritage of Islam were trying to re-embrace it and finding an identity other than that of the Soviet Union.
410-319-8888 I'm here. Anthony, you had a question?
I did. Carol, I just am very curious if you could make the connection for a lot of Americans who, as the narrative about the heritage of these young men began to play out in the press and in the public, make the connection, as Mark was mentioning, about the anti-American sentiment that many, not just the folks in Chechnya, but in that throughout that entire region, that anti-American sentiment that we don't get it, that we don't understand, in particular in the West, we don't get what a lot of these folks had endured from Russia and in other places. I think it's hard for Americans to make the connection on why there would be retribution exacted on American soil.
Well, it's been somewhat perplexing because the Chechens have never previously targeted the United States. As a matter of fact, they got a lot of U.S. support during the active, phases of the rebellions against Moscow. And there have been a couple of incidents abroad where, exiled Chechens or emigres linked up with other, Muslim extremists and seemed to be involved in, bomb-making plots or some sort of inter-Chechen, retaliations or some murders in Austria that were attributed to, Chechen-on-Chechen violence, probably, clan-based animosities. But there had not been a generalized hatred of the United States among the Chechens. And I think they're being influenced and infiltrated somewhat by other Islamic jihadists. A number of extremists from the Middle East had gone to Afghanistan and Pakistan, and there was a terrorist training camp in Georgia for a while at the early part of the last decade. They went, these Islamic fighters went to train and go in and help the Chechens with their, uprising against Moscow, and some of them were swept up by, the U.S. and other foreign forces in Afghanistan after the invasion of Afghanistan. So there's a little bit of resentment, I think, of the sort of disrupted attempt to come to the rescue of the Chechens. But as I said previously, there's not been a very anti-American strain to the Chechens' grievances.
In the couple of minutes we have left in the segment, let's get one caller in here at 410-319-8888. Afrikaan, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum. This is African speaking.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to make it plain that the Muslims over here are not like the Muslims in the West, in the East, because we're loving people. We're not all about war. We're about praying to our God, Allahu Akbar. And I just want to make it plain because, see, you cannot connect the good with the bad. It's like a barrel of apples. You got rotten apples and you got good apples. We are the good apples here. I'm talking about Farrakhan's people, and because they went out in the community, and the Sunni Muslims over here in the West. We are different from the terrorist Muslims in the East. I want to make that plain and clear.
All right, Afrikaan, thank you. I think earlier in the program we talked about with the former ambassador from Pakistan about the splits inside the Islam world of Islam that are taking place across the globe. There is no monolith that we try to make in America. Sometimes a monolith doesn't exist. But I appreciate the call. So, Carol, what will you be looking at now in terms of this? Will you be covering something that connects this this what happened in Boston with your work in the international editor?
Not unless there's some indication when they start interrogating Jokhar Tsarnaev that this was part of a plan and some international plot to attack America. It looks to this point to be, this misguided older brother's attempt to, express his dismay with life and his place in the United States. The relatives that our correspondents have spoken with have said that, you know, he was unable to integrate, that he, you know, was resentful because his citizenship bid was being sidetracked.
Right.
I think, you know, if there's any, you know, sign of it being broader than that, you know, just these two brothers or even just the one brother having been the instigation for this, then clearly we would be following that very closely.
It's interesting.
That's not the indication we're getting right now.
Right. And it's interesting, as we go to break here, that, and I mean, we first talked about this last week, a former CI operative who comes on the show many times, who specialized in the Middle East, said, and he actually predicted this on the air, even though I challenged him on it, but he was right. He said, this looks to me like a rogue operation out of the United States with no connection to Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda International, but some rogue people in our own country, most likely Muslim. And so, and he was right. And we'll see where this, how this unfolds. And Carol Williams, Senior International Affairs Editor for the L.A. Times, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure. We're going to take a very brief break, and we come back. We're going to be talking with Becky Fogel, reporter from KWBU-FM, our sister station in Waco, Texas, about the explosions in Waco. Stay with us.